Well, I still remember the day that Charlie, the Wonder Dog, and I were out for a walk in my Golden, and he tracked the scent of a wolf, and by golly, if he didn't find him in the woods. And it's a little frightening when you first see those things, and they don't seem to want to come after people. But now we're reading today a nice piece in the Star Tribune about wolves attacking pets and livestock more than ever here in Minnesota. So I wanted to grab our outdoor expert, Ron Shera, this morning. And Ron, with these wolf attacks going on, what should people do and know?
Well, David, this is not new for a lot of folks living up northern Minnesota and Ely about as far as wolves attacking pets. They've had to keep their dogs close to home, etc. But it is a growing problem as the wolves increase. My fear is that as we continue to debate whether wolves should be always totally protected or not, and that as they become bolder and bolder, these are large predators. I noticed one item in that newspaper article, Dave, that one person's safety was threatened by a wolf. This was verified apparently by officials. And so, we have to be cautious about the fact that these animals need to be afraid of me. I don't want any wolf who sees me to run the other way.
But getting back to your point there, so we don't have in the state authority to do anything about it. Is that right?
Well, not at the moment. Of course, this has been in contention, too. Minnesota has, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has wanted to turn control management of the wolf back over to Minnesota, but wolf protectionist groups repeatedly go to court to find little things that a little I that wasn't dotted or a T wasn't crossed, and it ends up back in court. It now, again, is being recycled that the Fish and Wildlife Service or the federal government wants Minnesota to take control of its wolves again, and maybe it'll happen this time.
If that wolf's coming after my pet or my livestock, I'm not allowed to shoot it?
I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, you are not. Although I think you could go to court and say, hey, I'm defending my property, and you'd probably do okay. But even a farmer is not supposed to control the wolves attacking his cows.
Wow. A human life would be okay. Right?
Well, I would hope so. But the wolf has become such a symbol of, should I say it? I mean, it's animal rights in some ways. And so things are gefugel as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they are a beautiful animal. We want them around, but they can be managed just like deer or any other wildlife population.
So do you hear from your friends, because you're involved with this every day with the outdoors, Ron, do people tell you they've seen them more and more down here closer to the metro area?
Oh, my, yes. In fact, there was one, I think, hit on the highway right outside of Elk River. Deer hunters who I hear from who say they are seeing more and more wolves where they never used to. And, you know, a lot of us are okay with that. Wolves and deer have lived together for a long time. I'm not worried about that. But I have concern the fact that we are starting to not treat wolves like a dangerous predator that they are. In other words, we don't have any hunting season on them, so they get very bold. And if we keep doing that, I sometimes fear that some three-year-old kid is going to be nabbed on a road somewhere. It hasn't happened, but they're getting bolder and bolder.